You're listening to Speech or Show, episode number 1 for March 2010.
I wish I'd never gone into my lab to experiment that night before lightning flashed around me and time changed speed. Now I gotta try to be so patient until calamity will strike. Because when things change in an instant, it's almost fast enough for me. And I'll be there before you know it. I'll be gone before you see me. Do you think you can imagine anything so lonely? And I know you'd really like me, but I never stick around. Cause time keeps dragging on and on and on and on and on. And you say the time goes rushing by.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Speedster Show, the only, probably, podcast that's talking about current Flash issues right now, because Tom vs. the Flash isn't talking about current Flash issues. I'm your host, Kuhan, technically, and joining me today is our panel of hosts. First, the administrator and creator of the Speedster site, the host of this show, is Pat or Prime. How you doing, Pat or Prime?
Pretty good.
All right. Also joining us today is the other administrator, I guess, and the guy who runs the Twitter, Brandon West. How you doing, Jean-Claude Brandan?
Doing well. Very well.
And finally joining us is Ben from the Warriors 3 podcast, also known as Iron Green 2814. How you doing, Ben?
Howdy from the great state of Texas. Great to be here.
All right. And I think I already said my name, Kuhan, so we're going to get on into this. Wes, do we have any news?
Yes. IESB.com is reporting that Greg Berlanti is the top contender to direct the Flash movie, which is only one bit of the current stream of DC Entertainment news popping up this week. Not much else was given in the article, and this is still unconfirmed, but...
And yet you tweeted like 5 times that day.
Yes, it's very exciting news, especially as a Greg Berlanti fan.
And what might other DC comic fans, like us Green Lantern fans, know? What might we know Greg Berlanti from?
He co-wrote the script for the Green Lantern film starring Ryan Reynolds due out in 2011.
How interesting that I happened to mention Green Lantern fans and he happened to write something related to Green Lantern.
It's all connecting.
All right. And, that's all the news we have. Besides the Speedy Gonzalez movie.
Right.
Now, if I may, can I lay my thoughts on some of this real quick?
Sure.
No, you can't.
Besides just the Flash movie with the whole announcement of David Goyer writing the Man of Steel movie and Batman 3 happening, I don't know, pretty soon, and all these other movies, I'm really excited, even though people who know me, I'm a Marvel fanboy, I'm really excited that finally, hopefully, they're going to try to build a movie universe kind of like what Marvel's doing. I'm not saying they're copying him, but I'm liking that they're doing it. I'm just excited, and, you know, who doesn't want to see the Flash on the big screen doing what he does best, or Superman, or, you know, all these other guys, or even some of the less-known characters. And plus, competition creates better movies, so...
Well, honestly, like you say, they're doing what Marvel's doing, and you're saying they're not, you know, not saying they're copying, but, you know, even if they are copying, it's like, hey, you know what, this has worked for Marvel. So it's a pretty safe bet that it might work for us. Let's go ahead and try to do that, too.
Work so far. We have yet to see...
It's been working, at least.
People are talking about the Avengers movie. If they do this right, and this is my firm belief, that a Justice League movie can be bigger than an Avengers movie any day.
Well, yeah, of course. It's more characters, and it's
more recognizable.
Right. And speaking of the Justice League, it was said that Christopher Nolan, director of the Batman film, is believed to be shepherding DC into a Justice League film so that the Flash will have elements and Jonathan Nolan's directorial debut will be The Man of Steel, the Superman reboot movie, that will have elements of a Justice League movie similar to Iron Man and The Incredible Hulk leading up to the Avengers. Now, again, this is still unconfirmed here talk, but it's something to be excited about. I'm pretty much thrilled just that we have a writer involved with Dan Mazdow and Jeff Johns, but to hear that they're actually in the process of looking at directors, and hell, they almost put Greg on Green Lantern. So, I mean, if he was once good enough for Green Lantern, he's got to be good enough for Flash, at least in the early stages. I'm sure he'll be replaced, but but it's a good feeling to have it's a good feeling to have somebody in that chair.
Am I the only one who wants Joel Schumacher?
Okay.
Joel Schumacher? Oh, God, no.
Hell yeah.
Moving on from this controversial topic. What were we saying?
Wait, I want to get my thought in this real quick. So does this mean if Christopher Nolan is sort of like the head of all this, of the DCU movie universe continuity, so that means we might get hints of the Batman might hear of a speedster from Central City or of a man who can fly in Metropolis.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to get that?
I think it'll be the other way around. I don't think Chris would jeopardize his film by introducing elements of the Flash or Green Lantern. I think.
Well, yeah, more like Hal hearing where there's this dude hidden in the shadows in Gotham.
You'll see Batman in the Batcave, yeah. And like you'll see him doing a report, and you'll see Barry, or you'll see like Speedster's son, Central City, just like that. You won't see anything, just a news report or something.
I still can't think that would take the time out to do that.
It doesn't take any time. It's like, here, there's going to be a news report anyway. Might as well throw in something like this. Or, hey, here's a newspaper headline. We need to put something. Well, we've got this universe. Might as well throw this in.
Like, you can see Captain America's shield and Iron Man. You never noticed it at first, but you go back, it's there.
Or like
you
in,
don't
a,
notice
or
it,
like
him with the Flash thing.
Or like in the X-Men movies, where in X-Men 2, you have on a screen is Dr. Hank McCoy before he's Beast, but you never notice it unless someone points it out to you, look, it's Dr. Hank McCoy.
Exactly. It could be that. And it doesn't interfere with what Batman's telling. Batman in the Nolanverse can simply just ignore it for now, and just like, these are anomalies that should keep my eyes on them. Leading into a Tower of Babel story. But that's just me, though.
Okay. We spent too much time on this topic. Another minor Flash news. Kids WB launched a Batman Brave and the Bold video game website, and evidently you can play with the Flash. So, that's that. Anybody care about that?
I don't. No.
I care that there's supposed to be a Flash Legacy episode in that series, but as far as the video game, no. I'm not looking forward to that. No, I'm happy for Jay Garrick.
Is it not looking forward, or is that you just don't care?
Well, I'll play it eventually, but I'm not looking forward to it. But I will take the time out to play it if it's ever in front of me.
Prime?
No, I'm not really looking forward to that. I just don't even like that show.
What?
Well, now it's your duty to watch at least that one episode.
Yeah, I love Aquaman, the show. I hate everyone else, really.
I've never watched it.
I mean, I haven't watched it either, but that's only because I don't get Cartoon Network.
Excuses.
Says the guy who's already hates the show.
You can watch it online, Kuhan.
Can
I? You can find it anywhere.
It's too much work to watch stuff online. I don't watch anything online.
You do not condone.
Well, I mean, there's probably legal ways to watch it online, too.
That's what I'm saying. I said there are ways for him to watch. I never said anything, Wes.
Yeah.
Don't jump to conclusions.
It might be on CartoonNetwork.com or something. Anyways, so,
it's on iTunes.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pay for it. I'll watch it for like streaming on something like Hulu, but I'm not gonna pay to watch a show that I don't really care about that much. I'll watch it on TV if it's on, and I'll watch it on Hulu or something, but I'm not gonna pay for it for no reason. I'm not gonna pirate it for no reason either. So, moving on from this topic that might get one of us arrested, let's start talking about, comic books. That sound good?
This is a comic podcast.
Well, The Flash is usually in comics, from what I've heard. That's what I heard. I mean, I saw him on Smallville a couple times.
It sounds like a weird premise, The Flash comic.
I know, what does he do? I mean,
that's what they were called in the 40s and the 30s.
What, drugs?
No, The Flash comics. I'm just...
Okay.
What?
Okay. So Flash Rebirth just ended. It was supposed to end 6 months ago, but it ended on February 24th, 2010. And it was supposed to end in August 2009. Awesome. So Flash Rebirth happened, and stuff happened in Flash Rebirth. And you guys should know this because it's the Speciercide podcast, and if you don't, well, this is approximately what happened. So stuff happened in Flash Rebirth. Main thing is, Barry Allen ran around trying to figure out what's been going on with his mom who died even though she never died, and then we find out that she died because the fucking Reverse Flash killed her, and then, evidently everybody can travel through time for no reason. And that's about it. Spoilers behind. Let's go on in to talk about The Flash Rebirth 1 through 6. I am going to start with Prime. What did you think of this? This return to Barry Allen mythos by what is now the mainstay of bringing Silver Age characters back, Geoff Johns and Ethan Van Sciver. Go.
I really liked it, but I thought it could have been a hell of a lot better than it ended up being. There was a lot of stuff that I really liked and a lot of stuff that I didn't like as much. Kind of screwed with a lot of the history of the Flashes, especially Barry. I thought Ethan's art was really good, but I hated emo Barry for a while. That was just boring after a while. And the fact that it was Reverse Flash who was doing it, like, I can see why they brought him back, just was kind of, I don't know, wasn't kind of too obvious.
Well, if I may interject, Reverse Flash is sort of the main one of his villains that, not even this Joker, but I think the villain that I most associate with him would be Captain Cold, is the villain who I think is at least his best villain. But in terms of the villain who does the long, thought-out, weird strategy shit, that would be the Reverse Flash of anybody, in my head.
Yeah. It's just, I felt like, we already had Zoom, Hunter Zolomon, I thought he was a lot better of a character overall. But I can see why they brought
Thawne. The Wally villain.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they had to bring Thawne back because he was Barry's pretty much number one. Like,
all right, Wes, you obviously want to say something.
I don't like the concept that any one villain is, like, character's villain.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think that either. I'm just saying that,
he goes after Wally, pretty much.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any beef with Barry. Exactly. I understand that, but... I still don't find it completely necessary to bring Thawne back.
No, me neither.
I mean, it's more necessary to, I mean, the thing is, if it's because of, like, Zoom has no reason to go after Barry. The only reason Zoom would have to go after Barry would be to get to Wally. Thawne has to go after Barry, and so Zoom, at the end of, obviously, Flash Rebirth 6, Zoom is like, hey, I think we can help each other out. You know, help me screw with Wally while you screw with Barry. I mean, yes, I agree that, I mean, a character shouldn't be another character's villain, but can you really think of the Joker going to Metropolis and fighting Superman?
It's happened before.
I mean, it's happened, but it's not like one of those things that it's a big story, you know?
Emperor Joker?
But Emperor Joker, wasn't that, like, Bat Knight inside Joker?
I don't know, I was just pulling something out of my hat.
Emperor Joker was, like, Joker with tons of powers. And, like, even Green Lantern Rebirth, they're like, we're gonna bring back Sinestro, because Sinestro is the guy who wants to kill Hal Jordan. That's his character motivation. That was his only character motivation in the Silver Age. Just like Thawne's only character motivation was to defeat Barry Allen. So they bring back the character whose only character motivation is to defeat that character.
Yeah.
And you find that necessary?
I don't find that necessary. I just think that's
it's fitting.
It's fitting.
And you just told me.
Go ahead.
It could have been done another way, I agree. But I think that the way they, like, the way that they decided to do it makes sense. I don't think that Zoom is what we were discussing. If you come up with a better idea, then yeah, maybe. But Zoom, of all people, would not have been fitting in the Thawne role.
So do you like the story that brought Thawne back? Initially, do you like Thawne coming back in time and messing with Barry's past?
I guess it's okay. It's kind of, I feel like he kind of, it's kind of more of an excuse just for Jeff to kind of mess with continuity. Just have a time-traveling villain who just so happens to kill Barry's mom and makes him more tragic of a hero. Kind of.
Because apparently all heroes need to be tragic.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't dislike it.
I don't hate it.
I do. It's, I mean,
I didn't see why it was necessary whatsoever.
On that topic, because like even I'm not the person here on the podcast. I'm probably the least person viewed in versed in Flash history. But I find it kind of, I don't know. I even found it with the Sinestro thing in GL Rebirth. It's like, well, okay, I guess I just didn't like it. Like when did he come up? Flash Rebirth number 4. That was his, or 3. That was when the first time we saw him back.
Yeah.
So I was like, that page was supposed to be, oh shit, it's a Reverse Flash, or it's Thawne, but even as an, I was like, okay, it's probably his number one villain, big fucking deal. It just wasn't a big deal for me, I just didn't like it.
I mean, I haven't gone through and read the whole thing at once yet, and I have a feeling that it would have read better, like, we would have felt better about it if it had come out every month like it was supposed to. I might be wrong, but I have a feeling that if we hadn't had, you know, a big giant gap between the past issue and the current issue, it would just be, it would just feel better. I don't know for a fact. I'm just assuming because it just feels right. I don't know, but
I don't agree with that.
I don't know. I mean,
it would lessen the blow a bit because it would be still the same comic, but we just get it quicker.
Well, I mean, we get it quicker, but we wouldn't have as much time to think about how, oh, I hated how that happened in that issue and how that had happened in that issue, and then forget what happened in the last issue.
A month is a long time to think about it. You have to do all that within 1 month.
Yeah, a month is a lot of time, but 2 months is longer.
3 months.
Yeah.
For the last issue.
Exactly.
I just wanted to say that, harking back to the bringing Thawne in issue. I think you could say generally that the comic wasn't necessary. I think its entire purpose was supposed to get you excited for the ongoing series, but with the series in general, it didn't make me interested in Thawne's motivations. It didn't give me a reason why Barry is a character I would want to read. It didn't give me a reason why Wally would be a character I would want to read. It didn't focus on one particular character and make him shine. It told me why Iris was important to Barry and why Linda was important to Wally and how Max Mercury does not have that. But poor Max. But it didn't.
Doesn't he have that relationship with Bart, though? I mean,
that is just wrong.
The comic just didn't. It didn't impress me in one particular way or the other. I could say, ooh, the art was great, but I can't say, oh, when I think Rebirth, I think Barry Allen, or I think that great moment with Wally West, or Jay West in his turtle shirt. I can't.
And getting his powers sucked out by his girl, by his bitch ass of a sister. Oh, we're both in pain. Okay, I'm gonna steal your fucking powers. What now?
I can be in the parade now.
Girl power.
The horrible sister.
Terrible fucking sister.
Well, he wasn't the best brother, obviously. He made her cry.
Yeah, he insulted her about Bart.
Apparently,
she has a crush on Bart. That's weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
That's
sick, actually.
Aren't they like cousins or something?
They should put a stop to that, like, quickly.
No. Well, they're like third cousins, though. It's kind of...
It's still not okay.
They're not third cousins.
Second and third.
Bart is... Barry's grandson.
Bart? Okay, so, no, let's go via Iris, because of the Wally.
Wally is Iris' nephew.
Wally is Iris' nephew, which means Iris is still a cousin. Iris would be her great-nephew, and...
Niece.
Whatever, Jay is her great-nephew, I don't give a shit. And Bart is her grandson. So great-nephew and grandson are second cousins.
Yeah, it's messed up.
It's still messed up. It's fucking messed up.
It's a little messed up. Just a little.
I actually remember during editing that Iris Allen, is actually adopted, so there's actually no physical real relation there. So, yeah. Back to the show.
It's something we wouldn't know.
It's not as bad as fucking Superboy and Kara.
That was creepy.
That was just fucking creepy.
Let's not get into that.
All right. No more, no incest. Incest in comics, not a good thing.
And yet they keep doing it.
What did we like about Flash Rebirth?
Hold on, but before we get onto that, I want to specifically talk about number 6, because of the one that just came out. And it's more fresh in our minds as opposed to the one that came out 3.5 months ago. So, specifically on number 6, what did you guys think of this, the most recent issue, number 6?
Disappointing.
I thought... Go ahead, Wes.
I wasn't... After 5, I didn't have high expectations. After 2, I didn't have high expectations.
So basically,
I couldn't be disappointed.
So as we've learned from from Blackest Night, as Geoff Johns' storylines progress, your expectations just go lower and lower?
It would seem that is the case.
Like, oh, fucking deputies. Oh, look, White Lantern. You know what? I don't even give a shit anymore.
Yep. I mean, not that Flash Rebirth is horrible, but after issue 5 ended, I knew that the damage was done, that his mother wasn't coming back. So at that point, I was completely ready for the worst. And Flash Rebirth number 6 wasn't that terrible to me because of that. So I couldn't be disappointed. There was instances in there that I did enjoy. Wally coming up and picking Barry up when he was on his last leg, even though Barry eventually outran him again for the rest of the issue.
What did Wally do? Why was he even there? What do you think about it?
And
he's the Kyle Rayner to Barry's Hal Jordan.
Yeah, I know, but
he showed up for moral support.
Yeah, did he even touch Dawn during that fight?
He's his fucking sidekick.
He did.
rather be Kyle Rayner than John Stewart.
No, that's Max Mercury.
Yeah, that's gonna be we're not gonna hear about Max Mercury until a single issue where it's 16 pages and a backup.
He's gonna show up on a panel or two of
exactly.
Of the story.
Waving high. Hey, I'm here, I exist.
I mean, it's chest hair.
Just dropping Bart off and going back. he's just Bart's babysitter. Anyways, Wes, continue.
No, I think that's it. I wanted to mention Jay again. Jay West, not Garrett. Somebody mentioned on the Speedster forum that he was potentially the next turtle.
Yeah.
Potentially.
I'd say that a turtle.
Oh God, no.
Maybe that's inertia. Terrible.
I would hope for inertia, but then again, I would rather see inertia as inertia. You know, just like I would rather see Hunter as Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I guess I can't complain because it's not much to complain about. I actually enjoyed the issue. It just wasn't great. I think I enjoyed it because my expectations for it were so low. Anyone
Ben,
else?
You were going to say something?
Oh, okay. I hated this issue. My expectations don't change for a book, unlike Wes. I fucking hated this.
They just keep getting lower and lower and lower.
Because I felt demoralized after I read each issue. But anyways, I'm not gonna lie, just a real quick recap. I was hyped for this series just because I read how I thought Green Lantern Rebirth was a really good series, introduction to a character I never heard about, and with Flash Rebirth, I'm like, yes, finally I can get into the Flash, and this makes me, and I'm still gonna pick up the ongoing, but this didn't make me feel like, but anyways, with this issue, I thought it was very anticlimactic. I agree with what Wes said earlier that it didn't showcase, if now Barry Allen's gonna be the prime Flash of the DC Universe, it didn't really show that. It kinda showed a lot of the other speedsters doing things, and it felt too short to me. I don't know, and it just wasn't a good comic. And I said this somewhere that it wasn't gonna be worth the wait. I mean, the art's gorgeous. See, the Van Sciver's art's always worth it. But the story was just not up to par. If they ever do another Rebirth series, I'm not falling for this shit again.
Well, the other thing is that, if you were to read Green Lantern Rebirth, if that was to be your first Green Lantern story, you could follow it and you could understand what's going on. You could be like, okay, well, you know, it told us everything that's happened pretty much.
Exactly.
So it makes perfect sense. Even with the convoluted fucking Green Lantern history.
I felt fucking confused.
Flash history is 10 times less convoluted than Green Lantern history, and yet somehow they made Flash Rebirth more confusing.
I felt issue 4 was like, what the fuck does all this mean? That's just my, as a person who's never read the Flash before, because most of y'all are versed and like understand more of it than I do. I'm like, as a newbie, I'm like, what the fuck does this mean? I don't, Speed Force, Barry created it? I don't get it.
Like, oh yeah, it's a lot of that stuff. Like, anyways, so like I was saying before we started the show, did anybody else have a problem with the half this book being fucking endings to this book?
Yeah.
There were a lot of moments towards the end.
at least a third of this book was just endings to the book.
Yeah, they showed us what everyone in Central City was doing. The mailman, Dr. Alchemy.
Yeah.
The baker down the street. I mean, we don't need to know what everyone's doing.
Well, and then like 8 of those endings involved Barry. And then like 2 of them, like 4 of them were the Rogues. And then there was a parade.
Jay West in his shirt, his Game Boy.
It's like okay, we get it. You know, it's like okay, that's a nice moment. Okay, yeah, hey, nice ending. Okay, you know, Zoom.
More pages.
it's like okay, I see Zalaman and Zoom. Yeah, okay, I can understand that. Yeah, And then, oh, okay, Gorilla City. That's interesting.
That felt so out of place.
Oh, okay, that's cute. Barry closed the case, yeah. Oh, and then the Rogues, you know. Oh, and now a moment with Barry and Iris.
She kept that staff.
And now he's returning to the Justice League. Is this issue ever gonna fucking... Oh, thank God. Like, honestly. When is the time to end an issue? Seriously.
It was just like a huge teaser for the series.
Did it work? Are you excited?
I'm excited for some things. Like, I definitely want to see the two Reverse Flashes, hopefully, together from what we saw with that puppet. But, yeah, I think they could have done it where, like, Batman and Robin number one, they had that last page that showed, like, a preview of what was going to happen. And, I mean, they showed it really well in just one page. Why couldn't we have had something like that, where it didn't take up, like, the whole friggin' book?
Because Jeff's not a genius like Grant. Enough said.
Oh, my God, literally a third of this book was endings.
It was.
Literally.
It really was.
literally. Not even joking. 8 pages out of the 22 was ending to the book.
Ugh.
I wonder what took Ethan so long to draw these pages. I really want to know that.
That's what I had thought during my read. I said, well, none of this seems like over the top. It just seems like you're just a really slow artist.
Well, I mean, what we know that about him.
We know that he had physical problems, but
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Recently had an interview with Word Balloon that said he had fears of heart problems and he went on a diet of some sort to get back into better health, and that caused a lot of the delay. But I don't think that was enough to say, well, let's take you off the book completely. Like, you could have finished this. Like, there's nothing over the top about it. Like, you go home. Like, he explained in that interview his daily routine was get up and go to the gym, eat healthier, and that's it. I said, well,
and watch tons of old movies all the time,
and post on Facebook.
Post on Facebook about us watching tons of old movies all the time.
Like, that 5 minutes you were singing to us over Facebook could have been you at least inking a leg or something.
Drawing a leg.
Well, honestly, we watched what's his name ink, and it was.
Oh, yeah. Inking is not the most exciting thing to watch.
did anybody figure out what the thing that he hid in the first issue, the first cover was?
Hunter Zolomon? I don't know.
No, I think it just says Zoom.
Does it? I don't have the issue in front of me. Or the cover.
Oh, hey, there it is. I see it now. Yeah, it says Zoom. Kind of.
Where?
Yeah.
It's by his foot. By his foot. It says it twice. Kind of.
But the whole story was in that cover, huh?
I am not seeing.
Yeah, just the word Zoom is the whole story.
That's really all you need to know. Barry returns, his villain returns, they run really fast. Jay Garrick probably has the coolest moment in all of them, where he punches the helmet.
Oh, the vibrations.
Yeah, that was like the highlight of the series, in my opinion.
So what was your guys' favorite ending? Of the 12 we got.
The two, Thawne and Zolomon, probably. But, dude, did anyone else, like, not understand what the gorillas were doing? Like, what they meant?
They're
what the hell are they talking about?
They've been on some acid trip for the past, like, the past 6 issues.
He messed with our juggles. No, I think that was pollution. Jesus.
Dude, I'm telling you, they've been on some fucking... They've, like, been tripping on acid ever since Solomon died.
Since when are they artists? Like, what do they do with their day besides drive on, draw on cave walls?
Ever since Solovar died, they've been on a huge acid trip.
Yeah, what are they doing?
They can master English, but not art.
I get why Gorilla Grodd left.
Every Gorilla page.
I get why Gorilla Grodd left.
Can I say what my favorite ending was? I'm just curious.
Go ahead.
Personally for me, I liked the Barry Iris stuff. I'm a sucker for relationship stuff. And I feel like they need to build off of this. This relationship of Barry and Iris. That's just to me. I thought the Justice League stuff felt forced to me. Like, he's like, you did need to put that panel in there. You could have easily ended it with Barry and Iris at the wedding photo. And you can see, Thawne's stick or whatever you want to call it. That's just my favorite ending because I just like the relationship stuff.
So, I'm gonna, backtrack a little bit about if this book had come out on time. Do you guys think it hurt the story that this book was pushed back so much, like it was coming so late, and Barry was already back in every other title, like Blackest Night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurt it big time.
It's obvious that the answer's gonna be yes, but do you think that it would have, helped the book that if it had come out, and you know, if it had come out on time, and he hadn't been back in every other book, and we didn't know that, oh, and we didn't get the entirety of Blackest Night Flash before we even got Flash Rebirth number, like we got the entire story of Flash Rebirth before all of Flash Rebirth even came out.
In between issues, between 5 and 6, I think we got all 3 issues of Blackest Night.
Yeah,
because Flash is a fast artist who actually does good art. The only difference for me, if it would have come out on time, I would have hated it in September versus hating it in February.
That's a good point. I don't think it makes much of a difference to me. The story is still a story. The art is good, but it doesn't take away. I mean, the ending wasn't, with endings didn't make a difference whether they were late or not. It's still the same story. No, like I said, the issue ended with 5 for me.
The thing is though that, like, the entirety of Blackest Night 6, you could have read in Blackest Night Flash 1 through 3. Besides the moment returning to the Justice League, the moment with Iris and the parade. Any important stuff, you would have gotten between 5 and 6. If you hadn't read anything else, if you were only reading Blackest Night Flash for some fucking reason, I mean, I think it would have felt like a better story.
Well, you would have missed Thawne's return. You would have said, "Who's that guy hanging upside down in Blackest Night Flash?"
No, if wait, what?
You said if you had not read Rebirth and only read Blackest Night Flash.
Did I say that? I meant to say was any book besides Rebirth. If I was only reading Rebirth and nothing else, then do you think it would have been a better story?
It would still be the same story. It's just you're not affected by seeing Barry in Blackest Night and in Green Lantern and in Blackest Night Flash. It's still the same story. It's still the same average story that tries to reintroduce Barry Allen to the DC universe. The fact that you do get the entire story in Blackest Night Flash does hurt it, but even if it had come out, like I said, I would have hated the only difference for me. I would have hated it in September versus hating it now.
Yeah, I would still not be a huge fan of Barry's return. I would not be a huge fan of Wally's sidekick stick now.
We don't even know what this thing is now.
It's a Kyle Rayner rule. We know it.
Yeah. It's gotta be the John Stewart rule.
Kyle has a book.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's the Kyle Rayner rule, except Kyle has a book.
That's what I'm saying. He's now the John Stewart of the Flash family.
No, because everybody would be the John Stewart of the Flash family. Except for Barry.
Yeah.
Then again, they probably will be.
Well, Jesse has the JSA.
Yeah.
And Bart will be in Teen Titans eventually.
There you go. Well, Wally's the one who...
Is Titans Wally. The running?
Titans is a villain's book now.
Is it?
Yeah. Yep.
What the fuck?
That's Deathstroke leads to Titan. Bullshit, but whatever.
Dude. I've been ignoring this book since, like, issue 2. What issue are we on now?
It's pretty fair to say that they've covered all their bases in excluding Wally out of the DCU.
Unless...
despite how long Geoff Johns wrote Wally for, he still hates him.
Unless by some miracle James Robinson adds him to the Justice League, which I doubt is going to happen, but I feel like they need a speedster on that team, but that's just me though.
Well, yeah, but that's the team that Hal's doing, right?
Well, yeah, he's... But
it's already full of Titans, why not?
Why not put Wally... Even if you read Justice League of America, which I know Wes doesn't like to, but he does, you have Hal saying, this is not my team, it's their team, let them do it. You know, he has Dick as Batman taking it. Why not put Wally on the team, you know? I wouldn't mind it. I mean, the team seems to be lacking a little red.
Because Starfire does not count.
Well, she's orange.
She's right here. Okay, so since we were already talking about it, might as well move on to Blackest Night Flash. Yeah, that happened. What do you guys think?
It was pretty good. It could have been, like, Flash Rebirth way better. And I don't know what the hell they did to Captain Boomerang.
Yeah, that is that, it, another
out of character.
It's an unnecessarily out of character. Like what does that do other than say, oh, well, now he's dead. Now I have the opportunity to bring back his father instead of him. It just seems like another guy has been killed or pushed off to the side, so his Silver Age incarnation can reign supreme. That was probably the biggest problem I had with this series. I thought Scott Collins could have had a little cleaner art, but given the tone of the series, I can see maybe, hopefully, that's why it looked the way it did. Also, I want to thank Scott for actually sticking to Ethan's design with Wally's costume, because I don't think it's going to last long. At least we got 3 good issues of it. Yeah, it was okay. Nothing dynamic. It is what it is. If you enjoy Blackest Night, you probably loved it. But I don't. So I didn't.
I didn't like it. I liked the first issue, because it didn't have Blue Lantern Barry. And again, because I fucking hate that idea. I thought it was okay. After reading, Geoff Johns' initial first 3 trades in The Flash, I've come to like Scott Collins' art more and more and more, and I like his artwork to me, and I'm pretty sure all Flash fans will know this. It works with the Flash, whether it's Barry, any of the speedsters. I just didn't like Blue Lantern Barry. That really turned me off. I thought some of the Rogues, the highlight of the series to me was the Rogue stuff. I just love how Geoff portrays the Flash Rogues. I just like it. Makes them more than just batshit crazy villains, like Batman's villains, but it wasn't the best Flash story in the world. It was average, but it would be much better if Barry Allen wasn't a Blue Lantern, because apparently brooding Barry Allen inspires hope in the DC universe, but whatever.
Yeah, I thought there should have been more Rogues, honestly. Like, we really didn't get to see a lot of the, we saw Cold versus his sister, but I was expecting, 2 Tricksters to go at it a bit more than they did as a rematch from Geoff's original run. And I was expecting, Kid Zoom / Inertia to at least come back, maybe try to take revenge on the Rogues for killing him, but, cause he died fairly recently, but we didn't see that.
There's a lot of missed opportunities in this series. Yeah.
I agree. And Solivar, him and Barry were never that great of friends, honestly.
Never! It was never that deep.
Yeah.
It was kind of deep with Wally, wasn't it?
I don't think it was that deep.
Solivar
was just...
Jeff Koff!
He was just a monkey that you would see whenever Gorilla Grodd was getting out of hand.
Just a monkey.
I can't remember because I don't have the issue with me right now, but was there like a shot of them like playing chess or something when he's talking about him? I swear I remember.
I don't doubt it.
I'm pretty sure. But yeah, I feel like we could have definitely had more Rogues on Rogues, because then Rainbow Raider, who I wanted to see what they do with him,
yay.
I think he was only in like one panel of action, really.
Rogues on Rogues, you're sick.
I thought it was okay. I don't really hate the idea of the deputies. So when I read the Blue Manta Barry stuff, I thought it was okay. I mean, I like, you know, if they're gonna make Barry a Blue Lantern and they're gonna have a Blackest Night Flash tie-in, then he's gotta be a Blue Lantern, especially if Jeff's writing it. And I did like how we got insight into the mind of a kind of Blue Lantern, sort of.
Jeff kind of, like, diverged from... Wasn't one of the rules he said for Blue Lanterns was they couldn't, like, even use their rings without a Green Lantern? But we definitely saw them...
No, we assumed that.
Hal was near...
He never actually said that they can't use their rings.
I thought, like, they'd be powerless or whatever.
They are. That's why they got their... They were getting their asses handed to by Agent Orange.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, technically, when Barry was using any Blue Lantern powers... Hal was nearby, and when he wasn't using Blue Lantern powers, he was just running fast.
No, there was that,
Well, St. Walker was there in the last issue, and they weren't anywhere near.
Yeah, he used that, blue ring on Bart to, like, make the impulse.
Yeah. No. Hal was there, he just didn't see him.
No, they had almost to run back to the city.
No. Hal was there. You just
Hal's just off screen.
Hal was there.
You know what this sounds like to me? Another JeffCon by Mr. Jeff Johns. Because apparently Blue Lanterns can now fire without a Green Lantern.
No. Because that's the other thing. I don't think he ever said that because
just put it out in the panel.
I don't think anybody ever said that because what's his name?
Petrosian has said that in Rage of the Red Lantern.
No.
He knows the weakness to the blue light. You can't fire, you can't use your ring except for flying and that's it without a Green Lantern present.
But St. Walker said he'd revived suns multiple times before. Explain that.
That's not firing anything. That's using the hope of the planet. That's different.
He was using the hope of the earth to fucking fight shit.
They're not firing anything.
It's inconsistency.
To actually use the blue ring as a weapon.
It's because of the Blackest Night.
Okay, I just got the first issue of that, and there is a panel of them playing chess.
I just want to make sure that they're playing chess.
And there's another panel right next to it, where Sullivar is looking over Barry's shoulder at the Nora Allen files. So was Sullivar, like, in the police station? I'm curious. Was this part of the whole?
I don't doubt it.
Oh, is this God. In Blackest Night Flash 1?
Yeah. And then there's that weird severed head just floating around.
Yeah. Highlight of the series.
Sullivar was definitely not necessary.
That was definitely the best part with Sullivar and Barry playing chess.
Oh God.
That's funny.
Alright, so now that we're done talking about the fucking Blackest Night Flash and Rebirth and whatever. We'll talk about the secret files and maybe what's gonna happen to the ongoing, et cetera, et cetera. So, for those of you people who don't know what a secret files is, Wes
don't waste
is gonna
your
tell
money on it.
Secret files are usually an excuse for a writer to update the reader on present continuity, particularly giving them information on certain characters that will be used relatively soon or have been used in the past issues. Secret Files 2010 looks to be strictly a primer for the ongoing series as it releases 1 month in advance. I'm not excited for it. Personally, I believe it will feature many of retcons and continuity changes. Yes. Hopefully I am wrong and it provides an entertaining look at some of the characters from Flash Past.
I just want to say, technically, post-crisis, after the crisis, a bunch of histories and stuff changed.
Crisis.
I'm in Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Oh,
tons of shit changed. And in Crisis on Infinite Earths, Barry died. So, for all you know, all this stuff happened after Crisis on Infinite Earths, and just nobody talked about it because Barry was dead.
What are you referring to specifically?
Jeff Cons.
Like all of them?
All of them.
That's not possible because we've seen
like, walls.
After Crisis of Infinite Earths, continuity was essentially restarted. So the only stories that we knew of Barry Allen were Barry Allen's story. So those were still in place because Wally was the new Flash. And until someone went out of their way to retcon them, that's when they become invalid. So Crisis of Infinite Earths.
But technically, those changes happened in 1985 in Crisis on Infinite Earths.
No.
We're just now finding out about them.
No. Those
Barry Allen was unchanged. Barry Allen was untouched after Crisis Infinite Earth.
Well, he wasn't necessarily untouched. There's quite a few stories.
His mom killed.
Yes, his mom was still alive.
Yeah, he's definitely been touched now.
In inappropriate places.
Freaking Reverse Flash.
Olivar, you dirty monkey.
We're all picking up secret files, right?
I'm gonna get it in about a year from like a dollar bin.
When it's in a dollar bin. Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm gonna read it off my friend.
I'm not giving you anything.
I'm not. I have real friends, Brandon. So.
All right. Sure. So expectations for the ongoing.
More gorilla chess.
That should just be the entire first issue—a chess match between Solovar and. Well, not Solovar, but who? Whatever the lead gorilla is in Gorilla City and
Kong Gorilla
and Barry Allen chess match.
Kong Gorilla and Barry Allen chess match.
And at the very end of the issue, Barry Allen says, "Hey, Kong Gorilla, what did the five fingers say to the face?" And then slaps the shit out of him. There you go. I would if that happens, even though it probably won't. I will applaud Jeff and bow down to him.
That would be interesting.
That would be the best fucking story of all time. I would totally read that so many times. That would be my pick of the week. Even though we have pick of the week. It would definitely be the iFanbook pick of the week.
Yeah. My expectations for this series, I'm not excited. I mean, who knows? Maybe that'll change my opinions if issue one is good. I'm really excited that Francis Manapal is on it, because Adventure Comics number 6, and I hope it translates well, to Central City, and Barry Allen technically still is in the Midwest, so, I'm looking forward to the art, at least. Story-wise, who knows, because, to me, Jeff hasn't written a good issue since November 2008, but whatever.
What was in November 2008?
Sinestro Core War, maybe?
No. Since November, like, before then. Like, before then it was good, then. Ever since November 2008, it's been not good.
All right. Anybody else?
I'm looking forward to the art as well. I saw the cover for issue 1, and the coloring, just on the cover alone, made me want the series really badly. I was a bit hesitant on Francis' involvement in the series, but that cover looks amazing. And I can't wait to see what he does with the speed of Barry Allen. I'm excited.
I was more excited when we actually had, like, the Kid Flash series and the Wally backup.
Well, of course. I was super excited.
No, it's just kind of, like, stuck with Barry.
Evidently, now even the new Flash fan is a jaded Flash fan. So
you're referring to me, Kuhan?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I think he is.
I think everybody here is now a jaded Flash fan, even the ones who got into the Flash 8 months ago. I think that says something about you, Jeff Johns. This is all your fault. And so I didn't say what I'm thinking about about the series. I mean, I'll read it. And I like the art. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to think about it. I'll read it, and if I don't like it, I'll stop reading it. That's how it works. So.
Can't stop reading it. You're on the Feedster show.
Fuck it. I'm fine. I'll find a way to keep reading it, but not support it.
There you go.
Wow. This This podcast won't last at all. They're gonna shut us down. Sue you.
I'm not, for all that I'm saying, I'm talking about borrowing comics from a friend.
Oh, well, you have to be specific.
No, if you're specific, then you're either lying, or they can call you out on it. If you're not specific...
Well, they can't prove that. They have probable cause to assume that you're downloading comics illegally.
Alrighty then, that's it for this episode of The Speezer Show. If you want to check us out on Twitter, you can follow The Speezer site at twitter.com/speezersite. You can find us individually as well. Brandon is at ConsciousB, Ben is at BigBen2012, and I am at Kuhan, and Prime doesn't understand these fancy computer boxes. Also, be sure to check out The Speezer site at speezersite.proboards.com. You can also find all of us at thegreenlanterncore.com/forum. You can hear Ben every week on the Mighty Warriors 3 Marvel podcast at www.thewarriors3.info, and you can hear West and myself on the Green Lantern Spotlight podcast at www.glspotlight.com. Be sure to check us out next month when we discuss the first issue of The Flash Ongoing, written by Jeff Johns and Be sure to check us out next month when we discuss the first issue of The Flash Ongoing, written by Jeff Johns and drawn by Francis Manapal. Thanks for listening.
No.
Just nothing about the Flash movie going to need a director or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Nudge, nudge.
Come on, Mr. Arb on the Speezer side Twitter.
Sorry about that. Hopefully this... Am I upsetting you?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was yawning. You're boring me.
No, that's great to hear. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know the microphone was picking that up.
We actually want people to listen to this and not fall asleep.
I'm sorry, I didn't know the microphone was picking that up. Continue.
I don't think I want to.
Please, I'll listen.